Welcome back to Open Language, everybody. This is Tara.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Almost.
This is almost.
This is Adam.
And we have an intermediate lesson for you today.
Right. And today, because it's almost Christmas, you know we
have... 9 days.
9 days. We have to talk about Christmas.
Right.
So we're just going to talk about some Christmas traditions, some things that you will see around the home at Christmas time.
Things you can do around the home as well.
Exactly.
To celebrate and show your Christmas spirit.
So it sounds like today we have a couple roommates. This is Jean and Andy.
Right. And one of them is a little bit more excited about Christmas than the other.
Yeah, this usually happens.
Right.
Right. Not everybody loves Christmas as much as everybody else. Anyway, let's see how this plays out with Jean and Andy.
All right. Hey, Andy. How about tonight we put up some Christmas decorations to make the apartment more festive?
Bah humbug. It's so much work, Jean.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. We can start with trimming the tree. I have lots of ornaments.
Great. I'll help as long as you don't make me sing carols.
Okay. I'll give you a pass on that one. I know you'll love what we can do after.
Does it involve food?
Sure does. You can help me decorate the cookies.
I'm in for that. Do you think we can make a gingerbread house too?
Way ahead of you. I already bought a kit.
Awesome. We should get some Christmas lights to hang around the place to give it ambiance.
Look at you getting into the Christmas spirit.
You're being so Christmassy, must be rubbing off on me.
My family has a lot of Christmas traditions.
You sure do, but I do like the baking. And hey, maybe we can build a snowman.
If you do a good job and don't complain, you'll be on Santa's nice list for sure. Okay, so Jean and I are soulmates, and she starts asking Andy to put up some Christmas decorations.
Okay, this is the thing you are going to see everywhere this time of year, Christmas decorations. Probably lots of red and green.
Right. Sparkles, gold, silver.
Pictures of Santa.
Exactly.
Maybe Jesus. Definitely Santa.
More Santa than Jesus.
Probably.
Yeah. And decorations are anything that help you decorate for Christmas.
Right. Exactly. Now, when you decorate for Christmas, you can make a place or a space or a room festive.
Right. So in everything feels like the holiday.
Yes, exactly.
So it can be Christmas. Any festival is festive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, like I always get excited around spring festival time in China because I know that I'm going to eat lots of delicious food.
Right.
I might get some lucky money.
Exactly.
Yeah, I really get into the holiday spirit.
And that's exactly it, is you start to feel the energy of that holiday.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
we need some like bells here.
We do. Jingle bells. Well, I'm guessing Andy, not so much.
Right. He says a phrase here from a very famous book.
Called The Christmas Carol.
The Christmas Carol. That's right. And his phrase here is, bah, humbug.
Right. So this is Scrooge.
Right.
Who is the grumpy, cheap character.
He's an old man. Right?
Old man. Yeah. Just not a happy camper.
Not a happy guy because he does not keep Christmas in his heart.
No.
Right? He just keeps
at
his money. At the beginning, right. Yeah. Well, we don't want to give away the ending. If you haven't read this book or seen the 100 movies.
There's cartoons, there's movies, there's everything. And this is just what Scrooge says when he's complaining about Christmas.
If you guys want to be funny with your foreign friends, if they're talking about Christmas, try to say bah humbug.
And you have to look grumpy.
Yeah.
You're like, bah humbug.
Bah humbug.
You can't smile when you say it.
I promise you, your friends will smile, though, right? They will think that's very funny.
Exactly. And he says it's bah humbug because it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, even though something is a lot of work, it can still also be fun.
It can. And when you're decorating, what do most people start with as the foundation?
Well, hopefully you have a lot of space. And if you do, you can have a Christmas tree.
Right. So to decorate the Christmas tree, you actually, we don't use decorate.
Right.
We say trim the tree.
Trim the tree. So this always confuses even native speakers.
Right.
Because we think about like trim your hair, trim your nails.
Trim the fat.
Right, off a piece of meat. But here it doesn't actually mean cut anything.
No, it doesn't. I mean, first you have to cut down the tree,
right,
if it's a real tree, or someone cuts it down.
Someone cuts it down.
And then you trim it by decorating it.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a weird thing, but just remember, when you're putting all that stuff onto the tree, that's called trimming the tree.
Yes.
But what do we call that stuff on the tree?
We call those ornaments.
Ornaments.
Right.
Christmas ornaments.
So an ornament is a decoration, but it's a different, it's a special type of decoration.
Yeah, I mean, we always had a box in the basement that just said Christmas ornaments.
Right.
And there would be, you know, like this bulb or that candy cane.
Right. And basically, it's something that hangs.
Yeah, you hang stuff on the tree.
And you can have ornaments hanging on your door, for example, if you have what we call a wreath, which is usually something round that puts on your that you put on your door.
It's a plant, right?
Sometimes.
Well, or a fake plant in our case. But
I have one that looks like Santa.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah.
Okay, so coming up next is a this is something that you guys, if you don't care about Bah Humbug, that's fine. But you really should listen to how Andy responds here.
Oh, great.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't mean great.
Hey,
yay,
that's
let's
great.
Go.
Yeah, no, he means that is not great.
No, not great. The complete opposite of great.
Right. Now, this is not easy to, well, it's easy to understand, I think. It's not always easy to do.
Right.
If you did not grow up in this culture. But this is just our way of being sarcastic.
Yeah, exactly. To show sarcasm and to kind of be like,
great.
And yeah, I probably wouldn't say great. A few other words or expressions would come to mind, but I don't think I should probably
not here, yeah. But I mean, other words that you could say, you know, like, oh, wonderful.
Fantastic.
Yeah. The whole point is that there is kind of like a bit of a drop in the tone.
Fantastic.
Right. Because again, if you're being very happy, like, fantastic.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And you're smiling when you say it.
Right. But
this,
if you're
kind of like sneering with your teeth together.
Right.
Yes.
I've never been happier.
Great. Thank you so much. Yes. So he's not too eager to decorate, but one thing he really doesn't want to do,
which is actually my favorite thing to do.
Love this.
Yeah, this is singing Christmas carols.
Right. We don't say Christmas songs.
Right.
But that's what it is. A Christmas carol is a Christmas song.
So it's strange because we just mentioned a famous book called A Christmas Carol. It's not a song.
No.
But just over time, this word has come to mean Christmas, the songs we sing at Christmas.
Well, the songs also kind of tell a story in them.
Sure.
So that's what I think where it connects.
Yes, 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 definitely.
Yeah.
Now, the people that sing carols are called carolers.
Right. And it's great when they dress up in costume.
Yeah. And you can go around the town and go caroling. And
yes.
La, 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 la.
I did it as a child. And then it got cold.
Yeah, exactly. So now, if anybody asks you if you want to go caroling, you might say, could I take a pass?
Take
on that?
A pass.
Yeah, or just, I'll pass.
I'll pass. So when you give someone a pass or you take a pass, it means you're kind of making an excuse or being allowed not to do something.
I'm not going to do this.
No.
Yeah, yeah. It's like even in playing cards, right? You can sometimes pass, meaning the next person.
Skip me.
Yeah, skip me. You decide. You choose.
Yeah. And now, so no caroling, but there's something good that concerns food that Andy might like to do.
Oh, yeah. This is fun. Decorating the cookies.
Right. So just put icing on them, or you can also say ice the cookies or ice the cake.
Right.
It's just make them look pretty.
Yeah, because
cute.
There's probably going to be a lot of like Santa cookies, snowmen cookies,
reindeer,
and then of course the most famous cookie you're going to see at Christmas is a gingerbread cookie.
Right. And it's usually, there's two ways we have these. One is a gingerbread man or woman.
Right.
And the other is a gingerbread house.
Love them both.
Are you a pumpkin spice person?
I am now.
Okay, I hate the stuff.
Okay.
So I hate gingerbread.
Oh,
because it's kind of got that cinnamon and clove and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I hate that.
My grandma, she never made me a gingerbread house. She never made me gingerbread men cookies, mm-hmm. but she always made these like ginger kind of like sandwich cookies.
Okay.
So good.
Oh, no.
So good. But gingerbread houses were always really fun because I used to like to build models when I was a kid. So building a model out of cookies and candy.
And you kind of sneak.
You can
little,
eat some of it. Whereas I always thought eating a gingerbread man was kind of weird because, you know, you bite off his arm.
Head.
Well, you get to his head eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, don't eat my arm. Well,
it's like Easter bunnies and chocolates,
yeah,
right?
It's weird.
It seems mean.
Why do I want to do that?
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's different ways you can actually make all the pieces for your gingerbread, you can get it in a kit.
Yeah, that's much, 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 much better.
Right. All the pieces are there, then you just put it together.
So I just mentioned models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you build a model car or a model airplane.
Right.
You usually buy those in kits,
mm-hmm.
model kits.
Sometimes when you do different crafts, it will come all the pieces together in a kit. So
right.
You don't need to buy, you know, a bit of this and a bit of this. It's all together.
Exactly. And so it sounds like Andy was sort of unsure, like, you know, do we have to bake all the
mm-hmm.
stuff? And do we have to make everything, you know, from scratch?
Right. And luckily, Gene was way ahead of him.
Okay, so I'm way ahead of you. I've already thought of that. I've already done that.
Right.
Yeah.
Complete. So you can use this in different circumstances, like if you're planning dinner and you say to your friend, hey, do you want me to make a reservation?
Oh, way ahead of you. I already did.
Right. Now, would you use this for your boss?
Well, the thing is, you know, like a lot of phrases, a lot of expressions, it's not that they're rude.
No.
It's just that with your friends, you can say things that you can't say with other people.
Right.
So if you said that to your boss, you might sound kind of rude.
Because you're saying, I thought of it before you did,
right.
So I'm better than you kind of thing.
Right. Now, of course, again, like it all depends on the actual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe your boss is super cool
mm-hmm.
and says, you know, like, hey, Adam, can you finish these reports? Oh, way ahead of you, boss. They're already on your desk.
Right. And it also shows you you're a good employee.
That's
so
right.
Tone really does play a factor in that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what's another thing, another Christmas tradition that we can do that I love doing?
Well, we talked about hanging things on trees.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's something else that you can hang on trees, but usually gets hung up around other places.
As well.
As well.
And those are Christmas lights.
Christmas lights.
So I'm a big fan of the white, small white Christmas lights.
Okay.
When we were a kid, we had the multicolor Christmas lights, and it was tacky.
Yeah.
So I like the simple Christmas lights.
Simple Christmas lights. And like, especially a lot of times you'll find if something's tacky, it's pretty ugly.
Yeah.
But if something is very simple and very good looking,
mm-hmm.
it can really give an area some ambiance.
Right. It's a good atmosphere.
Ambiance.
If you're planning a romantic dinner, what type of lighting do you normally use?
I'd like some pretty low lighting.
Candles.
Yeah.
So it's a romantic
yes.
ambiance.
Yeah. Like I'm thinking about like a little Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a fire in the kitchen. They're
exactly.
cooking. And so someone sing a song.
I don't know if that's romantic.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Maybe my ambiance here is not quite the same. I think I remember before Spencer saying the word ambience.
Ambience.
Yeah. Sounds pretty American.
It's American. It's kind of a pretentious word, I guess.
Well, especially like when we say it, we're kind of adding this sort of French accent
yes.
to it, right? And something about the French, you know, suggests...
They have a higher level of class.
Right, in culture.
In
right?
culture,
yeah,
yes.
Whereas Americans, you know, ambience. Yeah, the ambience here is pretty good.
Right, yeah, no, not so much. So when you're doing all these things, trimming the tree, baking cookies, and hanging the Christmas lights... You are getting into what?
You're into the Christmas spirit.
So a Christmas ghost?
Well, if we go back to the story of Scrooge,
there are
three spirits in that story. But no, spirit here is more like the feeling.
Right. So you can say getting into the spirit of things,
yep.
meaning you're being festive. Yep. You're enjoying something. You're enthusiastic.
We could even say you're being Christmassy.
Yes, yeah, same thing. So that's being festive in the Christmas season.
Right, right. Now, one thing that's really interesting about this story today between Gene and Andy is that originally, in the beginning, they had some pretty different ideas, right?
Right.
But as so often happens in life, if you start, you know, spending time with another person, you start to kind of copy them or change your mind.
You start to feel the same way.
Yeah.
So the Christmas spirit and the being Christmassy has kind of rubbed off on Andy a little bit.
Okay, so great phrase. Love this phrase. Something rubs off on someone.
Mm-hmm. And it basically means it spreads. It's like, imagine if you touch someone and rub their arm, and they're a lucky person.
Yeah.
So if you touch them, rub their arm, you get that luck as well.
Sure, but imagine if they were an unlucky person.
Like, you don't want to.
Don't touch me. I don't want your bad luck to rub off on me.
Exactly. So, or, you know, if you're at work and you're a really good employee, hardworking, your boss may partner you with someone who's not.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping that your hard work and your diligence will rub off on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Will spread to them.
Exactly.
So they will become the same way.
So, you know, guys, if you want to try to use this phrase, next time there is a big festival in China and one of your friends doesn't really care, maybe you can try to say like, oh, you know, I hope my festive spirit rubs off on you.
Yes, exactly. Just make sure you say it exactly the way rubs off on someone.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Now, all of these things we've talked about, just quickly talking about here as traditions.
Okay, tradition, traditional.
Customs.
Yeah, the things we always do.
Mm-hmm. And one thing my family always does, it's very important to my family, is the baking.
The baking. Okay,
right.
So I know a lot of our listeners are going to be asking why the here.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the verb. I mean, you do bake the baking.
Right, you bake the baking.
But it's all of the cookies and the sweets and the desserts and the cakes and everything all together is the baking.
Right. Remember, guys, one of the ways that we use the is when we're talking about a very general sense. So just like Tara said, this is all the things that were baked.
Yes, exactly. And after the baking of the cookies, really importantly, everything or something you have to do every Christmas or snowy time.
We can build a snowman.
Frosty.
Frosty the snowman.
Right. So this is a very common thing when you have snow. It's always fun to watch kids doing this.
Yeah.
They usually get angry when the snowman falls apart.
Well, he starts to melt.
He melts, too.
Right? That's the big problem.
That's the sad. Frosty's dying.
Frosty. Oh, yeah.
Now, with Andy, you know, he went all the way from being Scrooge, Bah Humbug, to feeling the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, he's Johnny Christmas now.
And he's helping out.
Yeah.
So what benefit will that get him with Santa?
Well, like in just about every Christmas story I was told when I was a kid, it means that he will be on Santa's nice list.
Right. So Santa has a naughty and nice, so bad or good list.
Yeah, exactly.
But because Andy's being such a great helper, he's going to go on the nice list.
So you can almost see, like, I would imagine Santa with a big, long piece of paper with two columns, naughty, nice.
Right.
And maybe he can, you know, take off Andy's name from the naughty side and put it over onto the nice side.
Exactly. In pencil, maybe, because maybe he'll go back, but hopefully not.
He's magical, right? Yes. I'm sure he has some kind of magic Santa ink. But just remember, guys, you better not pout. You better not cry. You better not shout. We're telling you why.
Because Santa Claus is coming to town. All right, guys. So let's take another listen to Gene and Andy and their Christmas spirit.
All right.
Hey, Andy. How about tonight we put up some Christmas decorations to make the apartment more festive?
Bah humbug. It's so much work, Gene.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. We can start with trimming the tree. I have lots of ornaments.
Great. I'll help as long as you don't make me sing carols.
Okay. I'll give you a pass on that one. I know you'll love what we can do after.
Does it involve food?
Sure does. You can help me decorate the cookies.
I'm in for that. Do you think we can make a gingerbread house too?
Way ahead of you. I already bought a kit.
Awesome. We should get some Christmas lights to hang around the place to give it ambiance.
Look at you getting into the Christmas spirit.
You're being so Christmassy. You must be rubbing off on me.
My family has a lot of Christmas traditions.
You sure do, but I do like the baking. And hey, maybe we can build a snowman.
If you do a good job and don't complain, you'll be on Santa's nice list for sure.
Okay, we were singing a little song there before the break. I think the next line is making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Right, so parents in North America actually use this naughty and nice list to their advantage.
Absolutely.
So I recently had a conversation with my two young nephews. One was being not so good.
A little naughty?
A little naughty. So I explained to them the whole concept of the naughty and nice list. And I explained that, you know, if they were bad boys, they would get a lump of coal.
Oh, yeah.
Now, unfortunately, my nephews love to go and visit mines, and they
love
rocks. So it backfired because they were actually like, yay, I want some coal.
I'll punch the other brother.
It's like, darn it.
That's so funny because I do remember my grandpa would always joke about getting coal and onions.
Right.
So again, like, I love onions and coal is pretty useful.
You know, you can use it to draw pictures too.
Sure, exactly.
Right. Yeah, we just got oranges. Yeah.
But it's so funny because it really is one of those ways that parents can control their kids around Christmas.
Starting in usually October.
Yeah, because in the summertime, kid isn't thinking about Christmas.
Christmas is too far away.
Exactly.
Unless you were me, then you start the day after Christmas.
You have one of those like lists, how many days left till Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah, no. So what about you guys? Do you think you're going to be on the naughty list or the nice list this year?
Yeah, well, I don't know. A lot of these guys are pretty good at commenting, which I think Santa really likes.
He does.
So I feel that just by leaving your comments about Christmas or Christmassy things, Christmas traditions that you know, that you even participate in.
Right.
By doing so, that is going to get your name on Santa's nice list.
There you go. And, you know, do you celebrate Christmas? And you can still practice these traditions even though you may not celebrate Christmas.
Right, exactly.
So are there anything, you know, that you do every single year?
Right.
So we look forward to reading those comments. As always, take care.
Bye, guys.